Montana has joined a coalition of indigenous groups working to address Canadian coal mining pollution in the state's Kootenai River. The International Joint Commission, formed in 1909, works to settle boundary waters differences between the U.S. and Canada. It has formed a governance body to take on this issue. The Salish and Kootenai tribes' Tom McDonald, based on Western Montana's Flathead Reservation, says Canadian coal mines have been polluting the Kootenai for more than a century.
To the point where the fisheries in Montana, as the watershed drains into Montana from Canada, it's caused fish to be deformed, or native fish, like bull trout.
McDonald says after years of stalled talks with Canada, the binational governance body will establish a cleanup plan for the 18,000 square mile watershed over the next 2 years. One of the group's members is from Montana. McDonald says the runoff has affected the Kootenai River for nearly 400 miles into Montana and Idaho, and adds the tribes finally resorted to involving the International Joint Commission to help. He says selenium levels from the Canadian mines have gotten to the point that tribal members who subsist on the fish in the river can't eat it.
And we don't know how far it's going into the food web. And we've been asking for Canada to fix the problem, enforce their regulatory laws against the coal mines. And they just haven't been able to do that. It's just elevated every year, and they keep expanding and getting bigger.
The Canadian company NWP Coal is proposing a new mine in the same watershed as the existing coal mines. The company claims its project won't increase selenium contamination, but doesn't address the current pollution issue. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.